Well, Tuesday obviously was a very difficult day. 11 years worked closely with Eli, you know, as a member of this coaching staff, as a receiver coach, quarterback coach, the coordinator, and then these past few weeks being able to call the plays for him. And, you know, so many experiences that we shared together, you know, the highest of highs, a couple Super Bowl trophies, the lowest of lows. You know, I think you could certainly say this season has had its fair share of those and everything in between. And the thing is, through it all, he has been the ultimate professional. I mean, he personifies class and humility, toughness, competitiveness. I just have great respect for Eli Manning as both a player and as a man. And, you know, over that long period of time, we developed quite a bond, a strong bond, and there's nothing that can take that away or break that bond.
What was the decision-making process like for you? Did Coach McAdoo talk about this decision with you beforehand, or did you find out with the rest of the team?
You know, I think Mr. Mara and Ben have spoken at great length as far as the whole process of the decision and how it took place and when it took place, and there's really nothing that I can add. You'd have to go back and check on their comments.
What did you tell them though? I mean, obviously you speak to Ben. When he asked what you thought,
As I mentioned, Jordan, you know, that whole process has been discussed. At this point, it is more a matter of what are my responsibilities, and the responsibility being that there is a group of players, there's a quarterback that need direction, and we've had so many struggles this season. It's been very, very difficult, and so I think it's really trying to zero in on trying to find a way that we can get this thing headed in the right direction. And it's been frustrating, obviously, for everybody. And so that's where the focus is in trying to get this unit ready for a game at Oakland.
Mike, has Davis Webb had any kind of offensive rep work so far this season? And moving forward, how is that going to change?
In terms of what Davis has done offensively, you go back through, obviously, the preseason and training camp and him being involved in that aspect of it. As the regular season has gone on, you know, he's been primarily in the scout team role. And as far as what happens in the future, again, that'll be remain to be seen. You know, those are situations as they come about. You know, they'll be presented to you guys, obviously, through either Coach McAdoo or Jerry, however it comes out, and we'll go from there.
But nothing's changed with him. At this point, he's still the third scout team guy.
As far as, you know, again, who's the depth chart, you gotta know that, man. I can't talk about depth chart, I can't talk about who plays. I want to help you as much as I can, but that's how I have to leave it.
There's been no change in Davis Webb's practice routine, correct?
In terms of, you're asking how many, whether he's getting reps, you know, yeah, as far as playing, I mean, with the Giant offense and that, and you know, Paul, I'd love to help you out, but I got to be careful about what I say, what I don't say, and how much is said, and all that good stuff. I can just tell you that he's continued to work with the other quarterbacks. He's been doing what he's been doing out in practice, but I can't say anything as far as how much he's playing with the offense or how much he's on the scout team. He's been out of practice, and he's doing all the things that we're asking him to do.
How do you feel Gino has responded so far this week to his increased responsibilities?
Gino has worked hard all year and done the things that you'd want someone who was the number two quarterback to do in terms of preparation and really zeroing in on doing all the things necessary that if given limited reps, if he does get the opportunity, he would make the most of it. He's obviously excited about the opportunity. You know, it's a chance for him to show what he can do, and he's looking forward to what happens on Sunday.
I just think he can.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
I was going to say, Eli, we were told yesterday, did some work with the scout team, I guess. How did that come about? I mean, did you guys go to Eli and ask him to do that? And was that jarring? There's been a lot of kind of outcry from fans, the idea that you're having Eli Manning.
Well, again, the thing is that I just mentioned about Eli, having spent a great deal of time with him, that is, as I mentioned, someone that's, not, you know, he's the ultimate professional, he's the ultimate team player. And while certainly not something as he shared with everybody, a decision that he was thrilled with, you know, he's going to do everything he can to help the team, and he's preparing himself as best he can, as though, you know, if he gets an opportunity, he'll be ready to go. and keeping himself sharp. And so his attitude has been, you know, one of being a good teammate and wanting to do everything he can to help the offense, help the other quarterbacks, help everybody get ready as best he can.
Mike, did you have to retweak the game plan when Geno became the starter? Because obviously he has a different...
Yeah, you know, there's a framework, a system of what we do, what we try to do. And it would be foolish to not take into account some of the preferences or some of the skills that maybe a certain player has. We always have the quarterbacks involved. You know, we have a framework, and within that framework, there may be things that they like a little bit better than other things. And, you know, the things that he brings to the table, you want to make sure we try to feature that. And, you know, as with whoever the quarterback is, they're going to have suggestions and input, and then we put it all together and try to put our best foot forward. So he'll, you know, in terms of any drastic changes, no, we wouldn't foresee any of those.
What do you think Geno brings to the table?
Last one.
Wait, I thought you said that was the last one.
Yeah, I think I did. Thanks, George. And thanks, Dubby.
All right. So was that last one?
It's up to you if you want to answer it.
You know, I always had such a positive relationship with you guys. So the big thing in terms of Geno, when you look at from a specific standpoint, you know, he has arm talent. He has a very live arm, and he's got mobility, the ability to extend some plays. But the key thing I would just want to say is that regardless of who the quarterback is, we got to do a great job finishing drives. We got to be able to, as has been said time and again, you're tired of asking about it. Certainly we're tired of answering it, and I know our fans and players, everyone's tired of having to deal with the fact that we're not scoring points. And so that means having the conversions on third down. We're doing some good things running the ball, but, you know, we just have to find ways to continue to get more snaps. So regardless of who's out there, he brings those skills to the table, as you asked, but regardless of who the quarterback is or what particular skills they are, if we're stubbing our toe on third down, if we're, you know, having foolish penalties, if we're not completing passes, that's going to be not good for anybody, and that's not what we want. So we're looking forward to Sunday.